welcome to another edition of Garden Talk. Hi, Larry Mueller here, zeroing in today on straw bale gardening and even a little further on growing tomatoes in straw bales. Joel Carson will be with us in just a minute or two to talk with us about that, and I'm looking forward to visiting with him. We are, however, in our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive, and you count on the Ideas Network, I know, for great discussions. Your gift, any amount, really makes a difference and helps make these discussions possible. It's the largest source of our funding for our shows, and that's why your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important. And Ezra Wall is joining in, our WPR regional manager out of La Crosse. Ezra, great to have you with us. How are we doing today?
We're doing really good, Larry. Our members are really stepping up for us, and it's always encouraging to see that. So it's really exciting to get this this Garden Talk edition of the Member Drive underway. And people can make contributions at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552 and join the many people this week that have already given.
We have a goal, as always during the show. What's that goal? I think it's 20, isn't it? Yeah, we have a goal of 20 gifts, and these hourly goals are so important because they help us stay on track financially so we can keep the talk going strong on the Ideas Network. So, as Ezra just said, give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely on tax dollars. I know that's a common misconception, and we do get some funding from the federal government and from the state as well, and we appreciate that. But it really is voluntary support, listener contributions, that make up the biggest source of funding for WPR programs.
And, of course, that means your support is vital to keeping WPR on the air. And guess what? Now you know how important you are. You ought to make a gift. You can do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You're part of the Wisconsin Public Radio community of listeners already, a lot of you for many, many years. And whether you've been listening for all those years or whether you just found us pretty recently, you can become a part of our community of members now. That's people who support the programs that they value.
And if you've never given before, maybe you start with a gift of $120, or better yet, make that an ongoing gift of $10 a month. But your contribution, any amount, makes you a member, and because the largest piece of our funding comes from members, you'll really make a difference. It all starts with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Where do you want to go for your next vacation?
I would go to New York City and see some Broadway shows.
I would go to the UP to ski.
Someplace warm. I would take a friend of mine and we'd just go chill out on the beach.
Give any amount and you could win a $1,000 travel agency gift card for your next adventure. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find out all the details at WPR.org/drawing. Make your gift of any amount right now to be automatically entered. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. This winter member drive, Larry Mueller here with Ezra Wall. The programs you enjoy are possible thanks to your support and your contribution. $10 a month, maybe $100 a month, whatever amount you choose makes a difference for our entire community.
And it's super easy, Larry. All we need is for someone to give us their name, contact information, and the amount of their gift, and how they'd like to pay.
Just takes a couple of minutes to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, and those few minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
About 50 minutes left in the hour, and we're looking for 20 people this hour to give at WPR.org and join in and become members or renew their membership. And you make it all possible, everything we do here at WPR, when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And right now we have a pretty cool drawing going on. One lucky person will win a $1,000 travel agency gift card to spend on their next trip. could be near or far. Imagine all the places you could go. It starts with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And sustainers, those of you who are making the ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer yet, you can become one right now. It's really easy to set up that monthly donation from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll provide ongoing support for the programs that you love, like Garden Talk, and get automatically entered in the drawing that we have during our member drives.
Ezra, Marion Racine had a nice comment.
Oh, yeah. She says, Larry makes me smile. Even better, I get information that I can really use from him and his wonderful guests. I'm looking forward to some information today, Larry, because I do not have a green thumb. I don't know what color my thumb is, but it is not green. But Mary, if you appreciate all the information like Mary does, making a gift is really easy.
It is. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Thanks if you've already given. If you haven't, why not do it right now while you listen to Joel Karsten and I talk? It's really always fun to talk with Joel, and I'm happy to have him back today. He is the father of the straw bale gardening method, written a number of best-selling books on the topic, and I hope you'll join in. What questions do you have about straw bale gardens? Have straw bales changed the way you grow? Join the conversation. Call us at 800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Joel Karsten, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Wow, it's great to be back with you again, Larry.
I tell you what, we already have some callers online. Let's talk a bit for at least a minute or two before we go to the phones about tomatoes and straw bales. I always found tomatoes, that's my favorite plant to put in a straw bale, to be perfectly honest. But in your mind, what are the advantages of growing tomatoes and straw bales?
Well, there's a few of them. If you understand the disease problems that we have with tomatoes, and you understand what causes those disease problems, it will help explain why growing in bales is so beneficial. You know, there's a lot of soil-borne diseases, and so the tomato leaves that are infected this year fall off the plant, they get incorporated in the soil, and those spores will survive in your soil for up to 5-6 years. So next year, you put a tomato anywhere near that soil, and it splashes those spores when it rains or you irrigate back up on the lower leaves of that tomato, and before you know it, you got disease again in your tomatoes. So because we're up in the bales, and this soil that's created inside the bales because of the decomposition process, which people don't quite understand how straw bale gardening works, we don't plant right into the bale when it's fresh. We gotta start it for a couple weeks and get the bacteria to grow in the bale, colonize the bale, and then the inside of the bale really becomes the soil or the media that the plants live on. So we're going to put our tomatoes in there, but this is virgin soil inside the bale. So it's never seen any disease or, you know, soil-borne disease problems, and it won't spread to your plants. But there's a few other things to remember, too, and that is that if you ever touch your soil, you don't want to then touch your tomatoes because the soil spores that are living in that soil will get on your fingers or even on your garden gloves, Larry. People will use cloth garden gloves, they'll touch the soil, then they touch their tomatoes, and they're the ones that are spreading the disease. So a little bit of sanitation in the garden. My grandma Josephine used to make us grab a bar of Ivory soap before we'd go to the garden, and you scratch it with your fingernails and get Ivory soap under your fingernails. And then you garden all day, and you were done at the end of the day. You could wash your hands and get that dirt from under your fingernails out real easily because she never wanted anybody to touch her tomatoes with any dirt residue on your hand, because that's how it spread disease.
Your grandma was a pretty smart gal. Julie in Wanakee has something that relates to all this. Let's go there. Julie, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. My question is whether I can substitute hay for straw. Actually, while I was waiting, I had another thought. I have a horse, so I have access to a lot of hay, but my husband and I put marsh hay down as a mulch to try to prevent weeds, And so if I'm bringing hay or straw in, then would I be bringing weed seed? Maybe I should use marsh hay if that's all right.
Julie, you can actually use either one, either, you know, like a clover-based alfalfa-type hay or a grass. You know, a lot of people will bale the ditch grass, which is like timothy grass or brome. That will work. Or any canary grass, anything like that. Anything that is a grass is going to decompose relatively quickly. The only reason this whole method is called straw bale gardening is because that's what I started out using, because it was the least expensive and the most accessible. And if you know anything about farming, if you get wet bales of straw, they're pretty much useless for a farmer. Hay bales were always a little more expensive, because they're food. You know, usually you're feeding livestock some form of hay. So, hay bales will work if you have access. I know a lot of horse farmers will have moldy bales. It's just notorious. At the bottom of every stack of bales that you have in the barn, you're going to get some moldy ones at the bottom. And those you should not feed, particularly to horses. Cows will kind of pick through them, but horses, you should not give moldy hay. It's very bad for them, dangerous. So those are the bales that you'd want to pull out and use for your straw bale garden. It's the same exact process. There's a little more nitrogen in those hay bales, and that's beneficial, particularly for tomatoes. They're going to love it. But all your garden plants are going to like that extra nitrogen that's naturally going to be inside those hay bales.
Yeah, I've used hay bales when I actually, it was easier for me to get hay bales than straw bales a time or two, and I wound up using hay bales, and it worked just fine. Couldn't tell the difference, to be honest. So, Julie, there you go. Thanks very much for that call. You can join in, too, 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. For those who haven't tried straw bale gardening, maybe we should just explain the process a little bit more, Joel.
Sure. Yeah, you start with a bale straw, bale hay. And for 2 weeks before you plant, you got to wait till you're about 20 days before your average last frost. Okay, that's good timing to start this process. 20 days prior to your zip code's average last frost. And you can get that on the Google. I'll just Google it. And then you want to start by adding some nitrogen to the bale. And this can be in the form of, you know, if you're not an organic gardener, it can just be lawn fertilizer. We actually sell a product now, Larry, called Bale Buster, which is made for this. Or you can use the organic bale buster, which is really blood meal, a lot of blood meal in it. If you're an organic gardener, you're going to apply this to the bale and then water it in, and that feeds the bacteria. So all we're trying to do with this conditioning process is speed up Mother Nature's natural process. The bales would decompose on their own if you just left them alone, let them get rained on, they'd decompose. But we want this to happen quickly so we can speed up that process so that within 12 days of when you start adding that nitrogen, those bales will have heated up, oftentimes 130, 140 degrees inside the bale. Then they'll cool down. And as soon as they cool down, that means that the bacteria have finished their colonization and they're starting to metabolize the straw and really break the straw down. And it becomes soil, beautiful soil. Won't quite look like soil yet when you plant, but there's a lot of free nutrients, free ions and cations floating around in that bale at that point after a couple weeks. Now you can make a hole. Put your tomato plant right down into that bale, or if you're going to do seeds, you make a thin layer of potting mix so it's nice and sterile. Don't use your soil on top of the bale. Use a thin layer of bagged planting mix, and then put your tiny seeds in that, things like carrots, basil, anything like that you want to plant from seed, you're going to do in a thin layer of potting mix. Big seeds like peas and beans, I just poke those now right down into the bale, and they seem to do just fine just by shoving them in. So that, in a short synopsis, that's how it works. And then keep them moist throughout the season. And there's no weeding, which is wonderful. People can't believe they can go a whole summer without having to weed their garden. And it's knee high, so you don't have to bend over as much. And, you know, that's nice for a gardener like me who's getting old now, and I can't bend over as easily as I used to. So.
Oh, man. Joel Karsten, our guest today, talking with him about straw bale gardening, zeroing in a little on tomatoes, but we're going all over the place with it with him, and I hope you'll join in and ask your questions. Here we are right in our public radio winter member drive. Ezra Walbach with me today to talk with you about you as a listener. Your support's the largest piece of funding for our shows, the ones you enjoy and rely on, like Garden Talk. And if you haven't given yet, now would be a good time to put a vote in for Garden Talk or all of the programs that we have. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Larry, we've got just less than 20 minutes left in the hour, about 18 minutes, just less than 40 minutes left in the hour. What am I saying? 38 minutes left in the hour. We're looking for 20 people to help us this hour toward our goal. And it's easy to do. And when you give, you fund the Larry Mueller Show, you fund Garden Talk, you fund all the other programs that you count on. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we've already had four folks join in, so only 16 to go. Ezra, there we go.
Perfect.
You've learned so many things, and we talked about so many issues on Garden Talk. You know, today here we are talking about straw bale gardening, and we cover a broad range of topics on this program. But whatever it is, we're here for you, and we're watching for the latest information on topics that we think interest you. So I hope you'll invest in your WPR listening. Donate now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And while you're at it, think about becoming a sustaining member, because sustaining members provide vital and stable support for WPR. If you're already a sustaining member, thank you so much for everything you're doing. And if you're not yet, become one today.
Yeah, as a sustainer, you'll make ongoing monthly automatic donations from your bank account or maybe your credit card. Easy to set up at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And you will feel really good every time you listen, knowing that your support is always current.
This member drive support the programs you love and ask for the new WPR t-shirt. This navy tee is comfy and stylish, perfect at home or out and about.
It's inspiring. I'd wear this on a casual day out to go meet up with my friends and play some board games.
Hiking, working out.
To music concerts around town.
While I'm riding my bicycle on my morning commute.
I'd even wear it in winter underneath a flannel shirt. I would wear that shirt everywhere.
Ask for yours now when you give $12 a month or more. Here's how.
You can give at WPR.org or you can phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution during our winter member drive. Larry Mueller here with Ezra Wall. And listener support's our biggest source of funding for the shows you rely on. And that's why your gift of $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, it really has an important impact.
That's right. And in the next 35 minutes, we're still looking for 16 people to go to the website, make that call, join in, become a member. And thank you if you have already done that.
And if you haven't, why not do it right now? Put in a vote for Garden Talk at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
And we know what it's like for something to slip off the radar. Maybe you donated a few years ago and you feel like you've done your part. Well, it's your continued ongoing support that makes the essential news and all the interesting conversations and cultural content on WPR possible today and in the future.
And if it's been a while since you donated, this would be a perfect time to renew at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We'd be glad to have you back.
That's right. And when 16 more people support WPR in the next 35 minutes, we will meet our goal. WPR is listener powered, and that's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And our WPR t-shirt is USA made and printed right here in Wisconsin. Give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And then go ahead and ask for that t-shirt.
If you're a sustaining member making those ongoing monthly gifts, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552. And we appreciate the support of Saul in Belleville, who says, Larry's topics never fail to inform and entertain. I support excellent Wisconsin-focused programming with my contribution. Thanks so much, Saul.
Yeah, thank you, Saul. Really appreciate it. What about you? Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. And you're listening to Garden Talk on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, my guest, Joel Karsten, founder of Straw Bale Gardening, the author of a number of books on the topic. His website is strawbalegardens.com. And you can take a look at that. You're going to find out a whole lot of information there on straw bale gardening and some of the products and so forth that Joel has as well. You can also call in right now with a question at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email to ideas at WPR.org. Don in Iron River called, couldn't stay online, but wonders what kind of fertilizer should he use, like a 10-10-10?
Well, you want something with at least 20% nitrogen, which is the first number. So it'd be like a 20-0-4, 0-6 or something. And a lot of times you'll find that is cheap lawn fertilizer, like going to the hardware store and buy the store brand spring lawn fertilizer will work well. If you're an organic gardener, you wouldn't buy that. You would buy blood meal, you know, porcine or, pig blood, essentially in a bag. Buy a great big bag of it at the co-op elevator. If you're going to do a bunch of bales, you know, you want to buy it in bulk. But, yes, super simple. You should be able to find fertilizer anywhere you go. So where you can order ours, we sell it online on Amazon, on our website. Competitive cost.
Yeah. Tell us a little more about the Bale Buster.
Well, I started developing it. You know, I get calls. I've been doing this for 30 years, Larry. 15 years ago when my first books came out, I would get emails every spring. Like, I'm talking about hundreds and thousands of emails that would say, what kind of fertilizer should I buy? And so I'd try to explain, just like I did to you, you know, something with at least 20% nitrogen and all the variables. And then they would say, no, tell me just the brand name that I should buy. And I'd say, well, I don't know where you shop. You know, I don't know any of that. So after a couple of years, I wised up and I said, you know, we should just sell a product that's specifically designed to do the best job possible for straw bale gardening. So then I started researching how to develop it, and we added Trichoderma ricci, which is a fungal spore that is dried and that's embedded in the material. And then we also added a bacterial spore called Bacillus subtilis. And then there's nitrogen, of course, and a little phosphorus and a little potassium in there. But it's really perfectly balanced to really go and do a good job on the bales. And so it's really the only product that exists right now that's specifically formulated for straw bale gardening. So we sell a ton of that. But, the only downside, Larry, is you got to pay shipping. I'm trying to get into garden centers so people don't have to pay shipping. But, you know, it's a slow process trying to penetrate the market with a new product when you're not a big brand. You know, you're not a Scotts or somebody like that. It's hard. So we're working on that, but, you know, it's available everywhere. You can buy it on Amazon. If you got a Prime membership, you get free shipping. So,
yeah, there you go. Yeah. Amy in Milwaukee emailed to ask if you put the straw into a container or directly onto the ground.
Well, people do different things. You know, I grow mine just right on the ground, and I like to keep the bales so that the strings are going around the bale rather than up, you know, and touching the ground. I don't like them to touch the ground because, especially if it's a natural hemp or a sisal twine, that will decompose and then the bales will lose, you know, that squeezing action that holds them together. But if you set them up on their side, you'd be surprised how full of roots that bale gets by mid-season. And when those roots are all inside that bale, that helps hold it together as well. And the bales will start to crumble and start to collapse, you know, towards the end of the season. The roots are kind of holding the whole thing together. The strings will get loose on the sides. But you want to try to keep those strings together, you know, throughout the summer if you're going to use those strings and that bale as your container. There are a lot of people that will put the bales inside of some type of container. I mean, you know, with social media today, you see pictures of all kinds of stuff. People got old tanks and water troughs, and they'll put them in all kinds of things. But you don't need that. You know, you just do them right out on the ground. It's not necessary to put them inside of anything.
Yeah, and it is surprising on the roots. You know, at the end of some seasons, especially with tomatoes, the tomato roots will go all the way through the straw bale by the end of the season.
If you've got good soil below, they'll go right down into the ground below it. It's amazing.
Somebody wondered about mice or other rodents and keeping them out of there.
Well, the number one thing with mice that I've discovered over the years is you got to get rid of your bird feeder in the garden because it's really bird feeders that tend to attract mice and rodents. These bales are going to be wet. You know, the old thing of a barn where you store dry bales of straw, well, yeah, there's going to be mice in there because you made a hotel for them to live in, you know. But when they're outside, that hotel has got a waterbed and a leaky roof, and, I mean, everything is soaking wet, and that mouse is going to move out in a hurry. So don't worry about mice outside unless you got a bird feeder. That's what draws them in. I'll talk to people and they'll say, well, I got mice on my straw bale garden. And I'll say, well, how far is the bird feeder? How did you know I had a bird feeder? Because they always do. If you got a bird feeder, you're going to attract rodents. It's just, you know, part of the game.
So. You must get some dandy questions and comments.
I do. I get a lot of them. I get a lot of them. And I try to answer every one, you know, so I've had a bunch of them over the years.
Tell us, people, I find your book really useful. Even though I've done this so many, many times, it's still nice to have your latest version of your book. But talk about the book that you have.
Yeah, I've written 5 books now, Larry. Can you believe that? That there's that much to say? A lot of it's repeating the same stuff, though. So if you have one book, you don't need another one. That's what I always tell people. My publisher cringes when they hear me say that because they go, we want to sell more books. I'm like, well, you know, I don't want people to buy more than they need. If you got one of them, you got the main recipe of how to do straw bale gardening. And that's really, you know, that never has changed since the first book. We add a little bit of stuff. This last book I did has got some stuff in there about building what I call the 6-week greenhouse, which is a $80 greenhouse you can build, and you can heat that greenhouse with your bales of straw as they decompose. It's kind of a unique thing in the book. And we talk in the last book about how to grow mushrooms in a bale on purpose. You know, mushrooms will naturally sprout in the bale, but you wouldn't want to eat those. But you can grow, you know, real Phoenix oysters and black oysters and wine caps and other kinds of mushrooms on purpose in your bales and actually get a really good harvest out of them. So we kind of talk in the latest book about that. So it's kind of like add-on stuff that we've done in the last book. You know, it's a quick read. It's only 210 pages, I think. A lot of pictures and a lot of, a lot of good reference material. There's some good charts in there to go back and look at, and then there's a really good plant glossary in the back. So if you want to know how far apart should I be spacing my peas or whatever, you can look that up in the plant glossary when you're planting into a bale, because there's some unique characteristics to planting in bales versus just traditional soil.
Yeah. Cole in Dodgeville emailed. He wants some help with his clematis or clematis plants. The vines for the past several years are on their trellises. And he just wonders, can he cut them down to the ground or otherwise take care of them?
Okay, yeah, you can. You know, there's 3 kinds of clematis: that one that blooms on old wood, and there's some that bloom on only new wood, and there's some that bloom on old and new wood. So you got to be a little bit careful about what kind you have. But worst case scenario, you're just not going to get blooms for one season. If you cut them back 1 to 2 feet off the ground, back to a good, nice, firm bud. You can do a real late winter, early spring when the buds just start to swell. Don't wait too long because you don't want it to spend all its energy pushing buds, and then you cut them all off at the top of the plant. That'll hurt it. But now would be a good time, anywhere now until probably end of March or mid, early April when they start growing. Be a good time to prune it. But if you know what kind of plant you have, I would suggest finding out if it's one that blooms really early, then it's probably blooming on old wood. If it blooms a couple times and kind of different times throughout the summer, it's probably blooming on new and old wood. If it only blooms later in the summer, it's blooming on only new wood. So you can cut those way back, and, you know, you kind of got to know what kind of clematis you have before you exactly know how to prune it. But it won't kill the plant at all. I mean, if you cut it back, the worst case is if it's a spring bloomer on old wood, you're going to take a lot of the blooms off by pruning it way back.
You know, I was thinking, as we were talking about clematis, I was thinking about other flowers, and you'll drop flowers into your straw bales too, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially bulbs. You know, you think about having to dig holes and plant dahlias and cannas and, gladiolus. Yeah. You got to dig a hole in the ground. And if you're in the northern climates like us, you got to dig that stuff up in the fall if you want to keep the bulbs. Well, if you plant in a bale, you get earlier blossoms. And then when you're going to use it as a cut flower garden. You're probably not going to put bales in your front yard to plant your dahlias in, but you can put the bales up by your vegetable garden. And then when you grow dahlias and you grow, sunflowers, all kinds of stuff, and then cut those and bring them in the house and make nice, beautiful vases of flowers. Whenever you go to your friend's house in the summer, you bring a big vase of sunflowers. People love that. And it's so easy to do in a bale of straw. You plant a few seeds, $1.69 for a pack of midget sunflowers, and you can make 50 vases of flowers out of that pack of seeds, in one or two bales. So, yeah, it's a great way to have fresh flowers in the house throughout the summer.
Now, with those the sunflowers, you just stick the seed right down into the bale?
Yep, just shove it right down in there. Yeah, they're big enough that they don't need a seed bed on top. And if you've ever seen a basil seed, those things are like a speck of pepper.
Yeah.
They're so small. And if you drop that in the bale, it might go all the way through the bale, because there's a lot of air inside that bale. But they need a nice planting bed for that. But if you got seeds that are like as big as the tip of your finger, they'll hold in position pretty well. So you shove them a couple inches down in the bale, and they'll germinate and shoot a root right down into that bale in no time.
Joel Karsten, our guest, founder of Straw Bale Gardening, the author of a number of books on the topic. It's great to have him with us. You can join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or you can email us, email address, ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. Talking about planting, I want to plant an idea in your head here during our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive. Ezra Wall is going to help me out here. Your support's an essential piece of the funding for the programs you enjoy here. And in fact, listener support's our largest source of funding. So this drive is your time to take some action. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. How are we doing, Ezra?
We're doing really well. 20 minutes left to go, Larry, and we're looking for 7 more people. So quite a big jump of progress since the last time we spoke. And when 7 more people join in, we'll meet our goal. So make your gift of support for the programs you enjoy right now.
And our WPR programs, as you've probably come to learn over the last couple of days, are listener-powered. That means that your donation right now makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Straw bale gardening, it's another idea that just makes gardening accessible to people like me who have tried and failed for so many years. I feel like a complete fail. I'm a smart person. Why can't I grow tomatoes? But this is helpful information. It makes me think, I can do it. I can try this and I can do it. And that's the kind of information that, we get all the time on Garden Talk and on the Larry Mueller Show. It's stuff that you can take home and really try and really do. And all that information comes your way because of your support. It's listener supported. That means when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make all these programs possible. So choose an amount that works for you and your budget. Take just a few minutes, and I promise it's just a few minutes, and make your gift.
And Ezra, what you just said, choose an amount that works for you. It's a really cool thing. As a donor, you get to decide how much to give. And maybe $100 or $200 a month is the right amount for you.
That's right. And it might be what you spend every month on takeout or entertainment, for example. Things that you enjoy, things that make your life better, just like listening to WPR. And the important thing is that you decide the amount that's right for you, then make that contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. I decided to become a sustainer because instead of writing that one check every year, I thought, I don't want to have to worry, did I remember to do it? How much should I give before? Just set it up and let it flow and know that it's happening. I feel much better knowing that without my being able to screw up, WPR is getting that support regularly.
Consider becoming a sustainer with a regular monthly gift. Visit WPR.org to get started now.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Ezra Wall. And your support during this winter member drive makes the shows you rely on possible.
That's right. Your gift of $10 or $20 really matters. And what do you spend $10 on? Cafe goodies, books, games, apps. If you're me, it's all of the above. And these things are, you know, you get them because you make your they make your day better. And that's exactly what Wisconsin Public Radio does. It makes every day better. And with that gift of $10 a month, you can make a difference for the public service that you rely on.
And when you support WPR, you join a community of, I think, about 50,000 people who give what they can for the programs they value. Join in now. Give it maybe $10 a month or whatever amount is right for you. Every gift is powerful at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And remember, when seven more people join in the next 15 minutes, we'll meet our goal. You make WPR possible with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you're going to be entered into our exciting drawing today. One lucky person will win a $1,000 travel agency gift card to spend on their next adventure. By the way, no contribution is necessary. You can go to WPR.org/drawing for details on that. But better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And sustainers, of course, those making ongoing monthly gifts, you are automatically entered.
And if you want to be automatically entered every time we have a drawing like this, you can become a sustainer too. It's easy to set up those monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And you'll provide ongoing support for the programs that you love and get automatically entered in all of these drawings that we have during member drives.
And Lisa in Superior says, WPR was something I took for granted until I traveled outside of the state recently, and I realized how lucky we have it in Wisconsin and wanted to do more to contribute. Your gift, very powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thank you. You're listening to Garden Talk on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here talking straw bale gardening today with Joel Karsten. He's founder of Straw Bale Gardening. He's authored a number of books on the topic. His website is strawbalegardens.com. And I hope you'll join in with your questions. Number to call is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us the email address, ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. Joel, I want to go back to water for a minute because sure. I think of I've had a number of questions over the years relating to straw bale gardens. And watering, I sometimes, well, I'm sure people sometimes overwater.
Very common. It's probably the most common mistake that new straw bale gardeners make is they overwater. They water too much at a time. You got to think about that bale. It only holds, you know, at the very most 5, maybe 6 gallons of water when it's completely saturated. So if you're watering every day and you're putting, you know, 10 minutes of water on that bale, if you're getting 2 gallons a minute out of your faucet and you're only watering 5 bales, you know, that's a lot of water per bale. 2 gallons a minute for 10 minutes is 20 gallons on 5 bales. You just added way more water than those bales can hold. So I tell people to try to target in your head adding 1 gallon of water every time you water the bales. So that might mean, you know, if you got 10 bales and you're getting 2 gallons a minute, you're only going to water for 5 minutes and then stop. And you can change the frequency of how often you water easily, especially if you're doing it with an automated timer. It's real easy to do, you know, those little battery-powered timers. And then you can just adjust, you know, when it gets August and you got great big tomatoes with 100 tomatoes growing up there, you might need to be watering 3 times a day. But every time you water, you're only watering for 5 minutes. So it gives a little bit of water. And you'd be amazed what that does for water-loving, you know, with plants with, that grow fruit with a lot of water, tomatoes, cucumbers, even squash, things like that. They, that steady, consistent supply of moisture without being flooded, you know, without having too much water, really makes a difference. You'll get basil with leaves as big as your hand because basil's a water-loving plant. It really loves consistent, even moisture. Just like tomatoes, you get a lot of cracked tomatoes in your garden. That's because the tomatoes are getting flooded, and then they're drying out. And they're getting flooded, and then they're drying out. In a straw bale garden, we keep them just consistently moist by reducing the amount of time we water, but watering more frequently.
Yeah.
And for a $20 investment in a hose end timer with a little battery in it, 9-volt battery, you go all summer, and you don't ever have to stand out there with a garden hose. You just put your drip system or your soaker hose down and program your timer and walk away.
Phil in Johnson Creek called to ask if he can use last year's bale again this year.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, they get better. Second year, they get better. You might need to reconnoiter the bale. And what I mean by that is I wrap the old bale in chicken wire, and then I overlap the two ends of the chicken wire on a wooden post, and I put some staples in it, and then I twist that wooden post to tighten it up around the old bale. What you might want to do is put another old bale on top of that bale and then pack it down. You make a real nice – it kind of gets round-shaped. It doesn't stay square like a bale. But pack it down, and it makes a really nice planting bed, particularly for root crops. That works really well. That second-year straw is more decomposed. Root crops can have a hard time in a first-year bale because the bale's so tight. It's hard for them to get a root, you know, down into the bale. By the end of the season, they're usually doing fine. But early season, like carrots and stuff, can be difficult. So those second-year bales are perfect for your carrots and your beets and your potatoes and, you know, any of your root crops do really well in the second year bale. And you don't have to condition the second bale. The second year bales are already, they're already decomposed from the previous year. So you just basically pack them down in there. I add a little bit of fertilizer just to refresh the nitrogen that's lost over the winter from leaching, from rain and snow melt. And then plant my stuff real early because, you know, you don't have to wait for the conditioning like you do for other crops. And root crops are going to take a while to come up, and they're usually pretty cold hardy anyway. So get them started early, and, you know, in Wisconsin, you'd probably be able to plant those towards the end of April already, or mid-April.
Roger is traveling through Wisconsin and has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Roger.
Hello. Hey, I understand that the plants use the red and some of the blue light emissions or light waves. Is a red LED bulb the same? Would that
wavelength?
Be the same? Yeah.
You know, you're out of my zone of expertise. You're out of my. I know a little bit about lighting because we've had a lecture on our Straw Bale Garden Club. We had a guy who's a lighting specialist, and he came and gave a lecture. But a lot of it went one ear and out the other, and I can't remember the details of it. So you got me stumped on that one. I don't. Maybe Larry knows about that.
I will. We'll maybe let's. We'll probably get a call from one of our master gardeners who will say you should remember that, Larry. But we'll see. Artificial lights for plants is red light. The red LED bulb the same. As a quote regular older bulb. That's what you're asking, right, Roger?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. I think it is. I don't think there's a problem. I think it's the same. But we'll get a definitive answer on that before the show's over. Thanks very much. Thanks very much. Somebody will call in. Number to call is 800-642-1234, or you could email us the email address ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Bill in Bayfield emailed that this spring he'll be planting grass seed in several gardens. The soil has quite a bit of clay and some sand. Can you use straw bales broken down with bone meal or your product for any of the following? For growing grass where it's thin and clovers invading? It's a sign of a lack of nitrogen, he thinks. Or maybe a garden with plugs of native flowers and grasses?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly could use it as a mulch. You know, after the decomposition process, wait a few weeks and then break the bales open and spread them out and plant through that. I don't see why that wouldn't work. I've never done it, but it seems logical to me. And you know, you've got a good nutrient-rich media there, so.
Yeah, and he wonders how long will it take for the bales to break down to be compost to spread over those areas?
Well, I'd give it 3 weeks. 2 weeks you can plant in the bales, but I give it 3 weeks, and it'll be well on its way. You know, you break it apart, it's still going to look like straw, but there's a lot of bacteria that's formed and a lot of fungal spores. So you'll get some mushrooms growing in that straw, and you'll get all kinds of bacteria colonization. And then once you spread that out, it'll slow down the decomposition, but there's enough of it that's happened that it'll provide some nutrients for those plants or the seeds that you're planting.
Yeah, absolutely. Joel Karsten, our guest today, founder of Straw Bale Gardening, and that's what we're talking about on the show today. During our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive, Ezra Wall joins back in. Our goal is to keep you bringing topics like straw bale gardening here on Garden Talk and all of the variety of programs that we have on Fridays for Garden Talk and Saturday mornings at 6. Your support makes that happen because listener support's our biggest source of funding. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we're inching closer and closer to that goal, Larry. When just five more people give in the next 4 minutes, we will meet it. And these hourly goals are set up to help us make sure we've got all the funding for the programs that you enjoy here on WPR. So if you haven't done it yet, make your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about Garden Talk on Fridays. Think about the variety of gardening topics that we deal with, everything from lawns to prairies to vegetables to flowers. Very beneficial to listeners, I think. And I'm wondering how your life is enriched by it. How is it unique to public radio? Here we are, listener-supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552, you make this program and many more programs possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
We have a beautiful new T-shirt this year. Larry, I know you and others have been looking at it and coveting it so much. It's printed right here in Wisconsin, and it's got big, bold yellow lettering on it. It's a navy-colored tee and mustard-colored, as they say, lettering. It says informed, inspired, connected, and then it's got the WPR logo on it. So people can show off how Wisconsin Public Radio programs make them feel. Ask for your WPR T-shirt today when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I think it's $12 a month or more.
Is it? $12? Oh, geez. I'm going to learn to read one day, Larry.
$12 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
My name is Silke Schmidt. I am originally from Germany, and we've lived in Madison since January 2012. For me, radio is really a way to get information. In general, I just really enjoy the variety. I feel like, especially if you're a newcomer to Wisconsin, listening to WPR is just a really good way to be introduced to the state.
Make your contribution today because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click donate.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. This winter member drive, Larry Mueller here with Ezra Wall. The programs you enjoy are possible thanks to your support, and your contribution might be $10 a month, might be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose makes a difference for our entire community.
That's right. We're just looking for a few more people to jump in this hour. And when you give, you fund Garden Talk. You fund the Larry Mueller Show. You fund all of the programs that you enjoy on WPR. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here we are. We're coming up to the last minute here before we have to go away. We still have, I think, four more people to support the WPR programs in the next couple of minutes, and then we'll meet our goal. It's a goal that's really important for Garden Talk and for all of the shows. It's a kind of a vote for the programs. We're listener-powered, and that's why your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important. And I'll tell you what, be a good time to become a sustaining member as well. Easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can get started right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. But a special request during Garden Talk. If you want to put a vote in for Garden Talk, I hope you will. You can do it with a donation from your bank account or your credit card. Get started right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. You're listening to Garden Talk on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Joel Karsten, the founder of Straw Bale Gardening. He has traveled across the world introducing the method, has written a number of best-selling books on the topic. So questions about using straw bale gardens, I hope you'll join in. Have you tried but maybe gotten not good results, or maybe you got great results? Tell us about it. Number to call is 800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. And I want to mention, I'm not going to spend much time on it, but I want to mention that right now, starting now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,500 by 1 o'clock. So I want to get that in. If you want to put a vote in and sort of double your contribution by way of a match, why, now would be a good time to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And Joel, we had somebody wondering about your garden. What does your straw bale garden look like?
Well, I got about 30 bales at home here, and then I do a bunch of other gardens because I build a garden at the Minnesota State Fair every year. And so that we can exhibit during the fair. And so I don't live too far from there, only a couple miles. And then I got little gardens here and there, a couple of community gardens that I'm involved with as well. And I got lots of friends that have straw bale gardens. So I get plenty of produce. It's just my wife and I. So, you know, we have way more than we can use. So everybody on the cul-de-sac where I live gets vegetables from Joe. So.
I love it. Judy in Deerfield has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
I am wondering if the vegetables get the same nutrients from a bale that they would get out of the ground.
Such a good question, Judy. I love that question. Yes, they do. And here's why. Because how is the straw itself grown? The straw, the wheat or the oats that made that straw, or hay for that matter, in order to make that straw plant or that wheat plant, nutrients had to come out of the soil to make the stems and the stalks and everything in that plant. Now, we bale it up, but those nutrient molecules don't disappear. They're still in the stems and the stalks. It's just that the roots of our plants can't extract those nutrients. It needs to go through the decomposition process. So Mother Nature breaks those stems and stalks of the wheat or the oats, breaks those stems down into cells, and the cells back into the molecules that created the cells. Things like nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, molybdenum, zinc, calcium, iron, manganese, all of the micro and macronutrients that it takes to grow the straw then become available inside that straw bale. The only nutrients that are lost when you grow wheat like that is the wheat seed itself. That goes to market, becomes Wheaties or bread or whatever, but the stalk and everything else still has all those nutrient molecules in it. So it's the soil that's born inside the bale of straw is the same as the soil on the ground. You know, you walk around, you see nice black dirt. Where did that come from? Well, it came from decomposed organic material, you know, over the years. You know, it could be trees or grass or dead animals or anything that was ever alive, eventually decomposes. Those cells that made up that organic life, you know, whatever was alive, breaks those cells down into molecules. The molecules are now ions in the soil, charged nutrient molecules waiting to be absorbed through the roots of a new plant and build a whole new structure, build a whole new plant. So the short answer is yes, all the same nutrients. If you taste a tomato out of a bale of straw, it'll taste exactly the same as a tomato grown in the soil right next to that bale of straw. Exactly the same.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Judy, thank you very much for calling. Let's take another call. Bob in Kewaunee will go to you next. Hi, Bob.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, nice to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I heard you mentioned earlier that mushrooms will grow in a straw bale. Could you use a straw bale instead of a log for stuff like shiitakes or oyster mushrooms or some of the other more desirable type of stuff that you normally grow in a log?
Yeah, oysters you can. Shiitakes you cannot. Shiitakes take oak, I believe it's oak, white oak. There are some that only grow on, you know, specific trees, and they need that bark and that decomposing cambium layer under the bark. That's where the mushrooms thrive. It's really, the oyster family does well on bales, as does wine caps. I don't know what family wine cap mushrooms are in, but I know those are the only ones that I've done and had really good success with. Chinese oysters, black oysters, Phoenix oysters, pink oyster mushrooms. I can't remember there's a genus name for those, but I can't remember. The oyster family does really well and wine caps. But, you know, if you figure out how to grow shiitakes in straw bales or morels, you give me a call. And
yeah.
Live together and buy an island.
Is there a special technique you have to do to grow oyster mushrooms, for example, in bales?
I'll give you the short and sweet of how you do it. The first thing you got to do is you got to figure out how to pasteurize your bale, because you need to kill any spores of other random mushrooms that could be in that bale. So that process really involves getting that bale to 165 degrees for 1 hour. So there's a lot of ways to do that. What I do is very simple. I got a big turkey cooker. I fill that up with water. It's got about 6 gallons of water in it. And I get that boiling hot. And I got a big igloo cooler that I can fit a whole bale inside of. So you stuff, if you got to make a bale to fit your cooler, you can do that. But you know, just by trimming the end off and tightening your strings up. But I can fit a whole bale in the cooler. I dump that 6 gallons of water over top of the bale and I close the lid. And I come back in an hour and it's still 165 degrees inside there. So it holds that temperature for an hour easily. Now, when I'm done with that, I roll that bale out onto a clean plastic, like get some painter's poly from the hardware store, and you open that up so it's nice and fresh. Doesn't, you know, you don't want an old dirty piece of plastic. And you dump that bale right on that piece of plastic, and then you got to put your spawn on there. You got to buy this spawn online. It's for whatever kind of mushroom you're gonna grow. You buy this spawn, it comes in a little jar, and it's made in millet, which is a grain. And the spores are all inside that millet. You just smear that millet on, or you can punch some holes in the bale, the end of a nice clean stick, and smear that on. And then you wrap that plastic around it, just like you're wrapping up a burrito, and you put that in the shade somewhere. And you'll see over the next 2 weeks, these little spores will start growing, and they look like itty-bitty, teeny-tiny mushrooms starting to grow. And at that point, you can pull the plastic loose. You know, if you need to keep it moist under there, you can reach up under there with a hose and spray a little bit. But other than that, don't unwrap it, because you don't want natural spores to fall on that bale, because it's now a beautiful home for mushroom spores from the whole neighborhood to grow. But once they colonize and they start growing, now you can unwrap it, and you'll see a whole bunch of oysters that'll grow. So you'll know what you put on the bale, because the whole bale is going to be covered with these oysters. If you just get random mushrooms that grow on a bale, be careful about what you're eating. You know, usually they're not going to be harmful. They're going to be like inky caps or something, and they're, you know, they'll give you upset stomach probably, but they wouldn't kill you. But you got to be careful with mushrooms and what you eat. But if you put the spawn on it on purpose, you're going to see, because that whole bale is going to be filled with those mushrooms. And I think I got three they give about three flushes of mushrooms, and the first time I got a lot, probably 1.5 pails, 5-gallon pails off of one bale, and the second time about 3/4 of a pail, and the third time maybe 1/3 of a pail of mushrooms. But yeah, you'll be giving mushrooms away. You'll be deep in mushrooms for a long time.
There you go, Bob. Thanks very much for calling. Jeff in Bear Mills?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hey, Jeff.
I wanted to talk about the issue of rodents. I've been straw bale gardening for close to 10 years now, and I had the misfortune of moving into a trailer park, and the park owner wouldn't let me use straw bales because he was afraid of the mice. Well, I got around that by squeezing them into totes and spreading a little bit of potting soil over the top, and he doesn't know that I'm still using straw bales.
And then you came on the radio, Jeff, and you told the whole world, but now everybody's going to know.
There you go, Jeff. There's, gardeners are, they're an experimental lot, and they're a smart lot. Aren't they, Joel?
Oh, my goodness. You said a mouthful there, I'll tell you. They figure out, you give them a little idea and push them in one direction, and man, people grab onto that idea and they just run with it. You know, I got people doing all kinds of crazy stuff all over the world with straw bales, and they, you know, the basic idea is the same, but you'd be amazed how much ingenuity there is out there in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone else wondered about your greenhouse. If you could mention, you had for $80, you could have a greenhouse.
Yeah. I'll tell you what it is, basically. It's two cattle panels. These are 16-foot long by 50-inch. Buy them at Tractor Supply, Fleet Farm, wherever they sell farm supplies. And they're called cattle panels. And you hump them up. You put them next to each other. You hump them over. And they put the base of them about 7 feet apart. So it makes a little arch. And then that's going to get covered with plastic, just one layer of plastic. You want to use some thicker, you know, 4 mil plastic. And then put your bales inside that, and you make a little zipper door on the end. You can buy these. It's called a zip wall zipper. They make these for drywallers so they don't get dust all over the house. They separate with the plastic, then they put a zipper in the door so they can go in and out of that plastic. So it's real simple. We got instructions on our website how to do it, so or send me an email, and we'll get you instructions for how to do it. But if you don't have a copy of the book, you can still get instructions how to do it. It's a real simple way. It's, like I said, it's about $80. These bales will fit inside there, and you put your trays of seeds on top of the bales, and that keeps it nice and warm. I do have some people that will throw one of these seed mats that get warm. You know, you plug them in.
Yep.
They get nice and warm. You put those on top of the bales and then put the seed trays on that. The idea is that you have cool air temperatures and you have warm roots and natural sunlight, you know, coming through that poly. And it does a beautiful job for starting seeds out in that little 6-week greenhouse. You can fit 10 trays on 6 bales, you know, so 5 trays on each side. And if each tray has, you know, 36 plants in a tray, that's a lot. That's 360 vegetable plants. I don't know who else does more than that, but that's a lot of starts, seed starts. And there's no heating cost. You know, Mother Nature heats it. And especially if you got those little seed tray mats, those keep the seed trays nice and warm from the bottom. And you can put that up about 6 weeks before your last frost is a good time to do it. So in Wisconsin there, you're probably talking about beginning of April, end of March, something like that.
Joel, it's always fun to talk with you. And I love your book. And your site, your website, too, is great. Straw Bale Gardens, that's gardens with an S, strawbalegardens.com. And there's a lot of information on that site.
Yeah, there is. We got an app now, too, Larry. Straw Bale Gardens app on your phone. You can download our app.
Oh, I don't have that.
Yeah, pretty slick. Pretty slick. Everybody's got apps these days, so we got to have one too.
Joel, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on there. I really appreciate it. Have a good one.
Joel Karsten, founder of Straw Bale Gardening and the author of a number of books on it. Again, his website, strawbalegardens.com. And tell you what, Ezra Wall is back with me to talk about our winter member drive. And, boy, here we are in the last 10 minutes of Garden Talk. for today. Your support's really an essential piece of the Larry Mueller Show and Garden Talk, all the programs you enjoy on WPR. It's our largest source of funding, that's listener support. And this drive is your time to take some action. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Ezra, as I was talking about, we have some good news for this hour.
Oh, yeah. It's a really exciting hour to become part of the Winter Member Drive because we've got a dollar-for-dollar match going on right now, up to $3,500 before 1 o'clock. And that match is made possible by current members, including, appropriate for this program, the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association. And it means that they're matching every single dollar, like I said, up to $3,500. And well on our way, Larry, we've got $2,600 or so left. On the table.
All right. That's great. I love the Master Gardeners group. They're such a wonderful group of people. And the other members who have joined in on this with the Master Gardeners, it's really their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting WPR. You can double your support right now. Great chance at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Every week on Garden Talk, we hear a different expert about one of all of our favorite pastimes, gardening. We talk about horticulture. We talk with horticulture professors, nationally renowned gardeners, and people who can answer a really wide variety of questions about gardening. Others specialize in lawns, trees, vegetables, native plants, and much more. So that's what you're supporting when you give right now. Support this show where you get so much gardening information all year long with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we've got a bundle with the gifts, Ezra. You can choose the WPR T-shirt and beanie bundle with your gift of $23 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You'll love these additions to your wardrobe almost as much as you love your WPR programs. And it's only available today. Tomorrow, the T-shirt and the beanie combo goes back to $27 a month. So you can $4 right there.
Well, there we go. There we go. We're giving people deals they can literally wear on themselves. So that's fantastic. Here at WPR, we understand the importance of trust, and you trust that you're going to hear quality programs every day, and you trust that you'll get the best information.
You trust that you'll be inspired, you'll be informed and entertained every time you turn on the radio.
And we've been building that relationship of trust with our listeners for many, many years. Because you value this unique radio service, you know you can trust it. So support it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm betting WPR is personally important to you, and it's probably also important to you that everyone in the state has access to this high-quality information and entertainment.
That's right, and it's important. So become a member with a contribution of, let's say, $10 a month or $120, and you're not only going to do something good for yourself, you're going to do something good for the whole community. And this hour, you're going to have that contribution doubled. And we major progress, Larry. We only need $851 to go. $826, actually. The numbers keep updating. I can't read them fast enough. $826, and we will meet our goal. So go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, I've been a member since 1978, as far as I can remember, when I graduated college, and I realized I better start paying everything back for which I owe, and more than just my parents. There's a whole lot of things for which I think I needed to pay. I'm a member, and I dare you to find me any reason not to contribute. I'll bet you can't find a reason. I think it's a lot more important to find a reason to contribute.
Well, and it's easy to contribute, by the way. You can give at WPR.org, or you can phone 888-202-2552, make your contribution. During our winter member drive, Larry Mueller here with Ezra Wall. Listener support's our biggest source of funding, and that's why your gift of $10 a month or maybe $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, it really has an important impact.
And giving to WPR is really easy. All it takes is just a few minutes of time and a gift of any amount. Let's say start with $10 a month.
That's not bad. $10 a month. It comes back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
And WPR is one of those rare places where you get more than you pay for. Let's say you do put in that $10 a month. Well, look, the information that you get through on Garden Talk, on the Larry Mueller Show, on all the other shows that we've got is worth way more than that. So consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs that you love.
Hard to buy much for $2, but at WPR, $2 a day makes a lot of news, talk, and gardening talk, and music possible. And that, well, of course, it works out to about $60 a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And all the more reason to jump in right now. This hour, we've got a dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,500 in effect right now. And it's a great time to donate because current members, including the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association, are doubling every dollar that you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A $10 a month contribution works out to just 33 cents a day. So when you think about the information and inspiration you get from Garden Talk and from the other programs, I think that's pretty good, a pretty good value.
Yeah, what else can you get for 33 cents a day? Not much. So make your gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your 33 cents a day investment will yield programs that keep you engaged and up to date.
And our dollar for dollar match, I think, is still in effect, although we're closing in on it.
Very
close. Help us get over the top here.
Yes.
We only have a few more $100 to go. And I'll tell you what, your support right now goes twice as far. It really does.
Yeah, and you can choose the WPR t-shirt and the beanie bundle with your gift of $23 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And you'll love those additions to your wardrobe. Plus, whenever you wear it, you'll be letting everybody know that you support WPR. And that deal, that bundle, is only available today. Tomorrow, the t-shirt and beanie are back to their $27 a month price.
So do it right now. And it's a great time to put in a vote for Garden Talk, which is certainly one of our most popular programs on Wisconsin Public Radio. It helps to get that support in the form of your contribution. So go right now to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Thank you so much for listening and for contributing. And please stay with us. Lots more in store as we go through the afternoon on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you so much.